We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
6:46, the sun has risen in the eastern sky, and that means it's time to the news and information you need. And a conversation you love with me on WWL First News with Tommy Tucker, which is, of course, a play on what they say in Tiger Stadium on a Saturday night game. Andy Smith, our guest, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. Hey, Andy, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm all right. Let me ask you this. First of all, our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, do you think the president impeachment inquiry into President Trump will find any wrongdoing? 61% are saying no, 42% are saying yes. But my bigger question is, you know, I'm not old enough to remember this, but people have shown me video of Sam Ervin with the crazy eyebrows and the Watergate hearings and all that. Is an inquiry different than an investigation, than a committee hearing? What's the difference between all of those three, and how likely are we to see something like Watergate with all the different Congress people there?
Well, first off, the one you're referring to is Sam Ervin. Those were some Watergate hearings that were occurring in the Senate. So the House at the time had a Watergate or an impeachment committee, and that's the one where eventually Carl Albert went up to Richard Nixon and said, "Look, you don't have the votes anymore. You better resign. Don't have the votes in the Senate. You better resign." So they were counting those separately.
All right, let me piggyback on that for a second. The likelihood of something like that happening here in the Senate is virtually nil, is it not?
I think so. I think that's what we're going to have to see what happens, because you got to remember that these whole hearings are political, and I don't mean that in a bad way.
It is,
but impeachment is a political process. Yes, there's the statute says that you can impeach a president for high crimes and misdemeanors. The high crimes usually refers to treasonous acts, and the misdemeanors is basically anything that you don't like. So it's always been a political way for the Congress to remove a president.
Wait, say that again. The high crimes are what?
The high crimes are largely thought of as treasonous acts. Uh-huh. A high crime would mean an act against your country. So if you were it goes back to England, if you were a prince or something, or somebody who was in the pay of France, for example, that would be a high crime.
And the misdemeanor would be what?
Misdemeanors are largely anything that the Congress doesn't like.
Anything you don't like.
Even anything that you don't like that is a misdemeanor, a fairly broad sweep of a term. And when they wrote that piece of the Constitution, that was the intent, to make it such that it was broad enough that Congress could decide that there was a political reason to remove the president. So all of this stuff right now is largely symbolic, because this has been going on since the Democrats took over the House in 2018. And this process has gone slowly, because the problem that Congress faces, like Republican Congress faced when it impeached Bill Clinton, is that it needs public support in order to get the votes to remove the president. And right now, I don't think there are the votes in either the Senate to remove the president or the public support there to remove the president.
We're going to pick it up when we come back about public support, because I don't see anybody that is a Trump supporter that changes their mind about anything. I don't see anything about a Trump hater that changes their mind, but I guess it's the people in the middle. 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL.
If the many allegations made to this date are true, then the burglars who broke into the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee at Watergate were in effect breaking into the home of every citizen of the United States.
He of the free-flowing eyebrows, Sam Ervin, back in the day when it was a Senate hearing, we found out about Richard Nixon. 6:56, I'm Tommy Tucker with Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. So, Andy, before we went to the break, the Democrats have been wanting to impeach the president. I think a lot of it was because they just didn't like the way he carried himself. But that's just my opinion. For those that are not going to change their mind, the people in the middle, is this like, you know, do water get off the pot or have this over with? They're so tired of the word impeachment. How is all of that going to play out, you think, with the independents?
Well, it's probably going to make them stay home on Election Day in 2020.
Really?
Yeah, I think that one of the biggest things that we know in public opinion aspect of politics is that, that negative advertising, you know, one side beats up on the other, that's designed to suppress turnout, to keep people home.
Really?
Yeah. It's not designed to get you to switch sides and vote for the other guys. It gets you to stay home.
Wow. I didn't know that. I didn't want to interrupt you here. But so in other words, they want you to think basically everybody sucks, so I'm not even going.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. They're all crooks is the way that you want to get your opponent to think and have your guys show up. So and that's, I think, to your point, both the Trump supporters, they're going to show up and vote. They're going to support Trump. The Democratic supporters who really don't like Trump are going to come out and vote against him, regardless of what evidence would show one way or the other. But I don't think this is so much against Trump as I think it's an opportunity for Democrats to try to pick up the Senate in 2020.
And that's what I was going to ask you. Nothing happens outside of a political vacuum. So what does this mean looking forward?
So 2020 is the Senate class that won in 2014, which was a big Republican class. So there's a lot of Republicans that are up for re-election. And if they get put on the spot by having to support or oppose a Trump impeachment trial in the Senate, then that can be used against them in their races for re-election, particularly in those states that aren't really strong Trump states. And there's quite a few senators that are from states like that they won in 2014, in states they maybe shouldn't have won or wouldn't typically win, and that's going to make it easier for the Democratic candidate in those states to win.
We, you know, we're running a spate of local commercials here, as they are in every other state, every other county, every other parish, every other city, township, what have you. Do any local candidates glom onto this, the impeachment thing? Does it change any of the advertising they're running, or is there anything they can gain from this?
I think it's going to depend upon the candidate. Probably at the Senate or House level, it's something that people will use. At the local level, I think it would be a little bit more difficult to make the connection between what's going on in Washington and what's going on in Dubuque. But I think that they're impacted by it because turnout typically is across the board. It's either going to rise or fall across the board for one political party or the other. And that's the problem that a lot of these candidates face, is that they're at the way tail end of the dog here, and that's going to be wagged in Washington.
Net gain for anyone?
I don't think so yet. I think that this may be a little bit premature on the part of the Democrats, because they don't know what actually was in that memo or in that phone call. And I don't think Trump would be talking about releasing it unless he would thought that it was
exculpatory,
not going to hurt him.
Yeah, Andy, yeah. I'm with you. I find it hard to believe that this transcript is going to say, hey, look, partner, that's a local expression. If you look into Biden here, I'll release that money. I find that hard to believe. I appreciate your time, Andy.
Great to talk to you.
Have a good day. Director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. We're going to lean on him as the election progresses.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.